What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he find it? And when he hath found it, he layeth it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Good morning. Today our gospel reading takes us to a profound and deeply moving passage found in the 15th chapter of St. Luke's Gospel. This passage contains the renowned parable of the lost sheep, a story that offers us profound insights into the boundless love and mercy of our Heavenly Father. It is a parable that speaks directly to our hearts, reminding us of the immeasurable worth each and every one of us holds in the eyes of God. Not because we have climbed up the mountain of righteousness, but because He has humbled Himself and come to us. Jesus tells this parable in response to criticism and judgment he faced from religious leaders who were outraged that he was dining, eating, and fellowshipping with these publicans, these tax collectors, and these sinners. In his reply, Jesus reveals the heart of God and his deep concern for those who have gone astray. This parable begins with the image of a shepherd who has a flock of 100 sheep. The shepherd realizes that one of his sheep has gone missing and does something extraordinary. He leaves the 99 sheep in the wilderness and goes in search of this one sheep that's gotten lost. This action on the surface may seem illogical and risky. I mean, if you think about it, 99 out of 100 is a passing grade. It's really good, right? I'm sure most farmers and shepherds calculate loss into their business plan. 99 out of 100 isn't bad. But the way of Jesus is different. Jesus leaves the 99 and goes for the one. In doing this, the good shepherd beautifully illustrates the depth of his love and concern for all his sheep individually. And he doesn't rest until each and every one of them is found and is safe. Imagine the scene. The shepherd tirelessly searches through this rugged terrain, facing danger and exhaustion. But he doesn't give up. He doesn't abandon the sheep to its fate. His love and determination continuously drive him forward until he finally discovers this lost sheep. And in that moment, he discovers this sheep. He doesn't say, all right, sheep, move it. Go back to, let's go home. No, he actively stoops down, carries it, and puts it upon his shoulders. What greater image is there of the love that Jesus has? Because he does the heavy lifting. He finds us where we are, and he doesn't say, okay, now you be righteous. Now you walk home. He carries us upon himself, just like he does the burden and the sin. And he leads us home. Jesus concludes the parable by proclaiming that there will be more joy in heaven over this one sinner who repents, over the 99 just persons who need no repentance. This declaration captures the central message of the parable. God's love is not limited. His mercy knows no bounds. He rejoices even one person who has wandered away or strayed away from the path, repents and turns back to him. Again, not because this person has the power to be righteous, but because the shepherd has loved this person, has searched for him, has loved him, and found him. All the sheep has to do is to accept this profound love of the shepherd, and he will be saved. You know, a story comes to mind of a bishop who once preached about his life before his conversion. And he said, I had two careers in my life. I was a school teacher by day from 9 to 5, and I was a sinner by night from 5 p.m. to whenever I was too tired and needed to go to sleep. He said, I'd go teach these kids, and then when I was done, I'd go to the bars and I'd do all the things that you can think are depraved. And he said, but somehow, the good shepherd, he found me, a lost man, and he saved me. He brought me out of this depravity, and he called me a child of God. This is the character of the good shepherd. This parable teaches us several important lessons about our faith and our relationship with God and with each other. First, it reminds us that each and every one of us is precious in the sight of God. We are like the lost sheep, prone to wander and make mistakes. But despite our faults and shortcomings, God doesn't give up on us. He tirelessly seeks us out, just as the shepherd left behind the 99 sheep to find the one that was lost. God's love isn't selective. It embraces all regardless of our past, just like this bishop. As long as we submit to his will, he will save us and bring us safely back into his flock. This parable also highlights the pursuit of God's mercy, the relentless pursuit of God's mercy. The shepherd's determination to find the lost sheep reflects God's unwavering desire to reconcile with sinners. Our Heavenly Father does not simply wait for us to return to him. He actively seeks us out, even when we are unaware of our own lostness. God's mercy has no boundaries or limits. He goes to lengths to rescue us and to lift us from the bottomless pit of hell and bring us back into his loving, warm embrace. I mean, if you think about it, the symbol of the cross isn't a symbol of passivity. If you read the Gospels, you'll see how active Christ's love was to leading up to his death. He didn't sit there, you know, enjoying his life, and all of a sudden these Roman soldiers came upon him and arrested him. He was out there actively loving people. He was healing the sick. He was bringing the kingdom of heaven to earth. It is an active form of love. It's a relentless pursuit of his people. St. Augustine comments on this parable and says, when the lost sheep is found, the shepherd rejoices, because he has found what was lost. What was lost? Humanity, St. Augustine says, for Christ is the shepherd, and humanity is the sheep. This is the story of our salvation. The love of the ultimate shepherd who loved the world. That he went out from heaven, he came to earth, and worked hard through pain and trials and death to redeem the lost, to redeem humanity. And the joy expressed by the shepherd upon finding the sheep unveils the heart of God. Heaven rejoices over the denunciation of sin. This shows us that our conversion, our turning away from sin in acceptance of God, brings immense joy to our Heavenly Father. It is never too late to repent, to seek forgiveness, and to experience the overflowing joy of reconciliation with the Father. As we contemplate this parable, let us examine our own lives. Are there areas in our lives where we have become lost or distant from God? Are there relationships that have separated us from the joy and warmth of our Heavenly Father? This parable invites us to reflect upon our own need for repentance and our response to God's merciful invitation to return to the fold. This parable also challenges us to imitate the shepherd's compassion and concern for the lost. As disciples of Christ, we are called to be instruments of God's mercy and love in the world. The bishop I talked about, his encounter with the good shepherd was through God's people. The more he encountered Christians who are loving, who are accepting, who are kind, the more he saw Jesus to them. And that led to his own conversion. And we too can take up this same attitude and follow the compassion and mercy of God in seeking out those who are lost and loving them and being a good example of the Good Shepherd to these people. After all, it's our mission to share with them the good news of God's redeeming love and to help guide them back to the fold. May we embrace this morning the profound message of the parable of the lost sheep. Let us be reminded of the great worth we have received as a result of a loving and caring shepherd who desires that all sheep turn to him and be saved. May we reflect upon this, reflect upon our salvation, and pray for those who are still wandering, that they will hear the call of the Good Shepherd, calling them to return to the fold. And may the Lord bless us and guide us on our faith journey. May we always find our rest in the loving arms of our Good Shepherd. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.